got to turn on my recorder. I'm going to have to start the show all over. No, well, for the second half of the show, I'm just putting this as my recording. I forgot to turn on the recorder. Okay. These proteins are very difficult to find. I found two, and I'll give you the names so that if you're looking for them, you can go online and find them. One of them is the, oh crap, it's on the tip of my head. You guys are going to shoot me now. The other one was from another, I think from Peak Nutrition. They were selling it in 1 pound increments, a whey. It was just a whey concentrate, I believe. But again, it was clean. No, sorry, that was the egg protein. That was the egg. It comes in 1 pound increments, and it was clean. Rob Mills was the other one. Rob Mills was the whey protein I found that didn't have crap in it. Now, it is a concentrate, so it's not going to be readily absorbed like the isolates, but it also doesn't have the crap that the isolates have. But we can make that very absorbable by combining that with hydrochloric acid. Now, what does that do when we add hydrochloric acid to a whey concentrate? It turns it into a whey hydrosolate. Now, what's a whey hydrosolate? Whey hydrosolates, when you see that terminology, means they added hydrochloric acid with the protein. So when you mix it and drink it down, it dissolves and is absorbed more readily because the acid will break down those amino acids more readily and more available. So this is a simple little way you can, again, augment the effect of the whey concentrate. So you don't have to spend a lot of money. And it's very simple. For every serving you put in, open up a capsule of hydrochloric acid and mix it together. You just formed a hydrosolate. Real simple. So these are the two that I found. And again, if you can find other ones that don't have sucralose in them, artificial natural flavoring agents, no fiber, no inulin, or any chicory or any other stupid crap. And again, another bogus pile of rubbish. See, when they put that stuff in, basically they're filling up volume for a 2 pound tub. So, as a result, you're paying for a 2 pound tub of whey, but you're only getting maybe a pound and maybe a pound and a half, pound and three quarters. You're not even paying, you're not even getting the full value of what you're paying for. So again, I'm pointing this out to you, and I'm even giving you places that you can go check out. And that's what I'm going to do on this theme. In the last show, I was basically giving you that, you know, the hell and high water theme. This time, I'm going to try to give you some ideas what to do. Okay, so again, when you're thinking in terms of why things are not working like they used to, also consider this fact. When you were got afflicted 10 years, 15 years, 20 years ago, you were not at that point in time had a saturation level of nanoparticulates, nanometals, or genetics. Had far less inside your system. So your body was still functioning a lot more. As a result, your enzyme activity was higher. You're able to convert and create the chemistry required to activate these supplements or whatever you took to help remediate whatever was going on. 10, 20 years later, consuming, again, epigenetic material, transgenic material, your DNA has been altered. The activation of your immune system has now been scrambled. The program that would have turned on the immune system is no longer functioning because these components have caused a compromise in the body. Go look at mercury and what mercury does to you on a genetic level. Go look at silica and see what silica does to you on a genetic level. These cause what they say mutagenic effects on the body. Negative genetic impact is what it does. Go look these things up. Go look up aluminum's mutagenic effects on the system. You'll be surprised at what these metals can do to your genetic code, what they can do to your DNA. If your DNA cannot activate the immune system or the immune function, guess what? It doesn't get turned on. Or if your immune function has been overactivated, now your immune system starts attacking you. What would cause that? What would cause the immune system? What would cause your immune system to attack its own host, its own housing. What would cause that? Could it be maybe something so small, on such a minutia level, would have embedded in the DNA or the genetic code, activating a response? Or could it be a genetic material, again, attaching itself to your genetic code, again, creating this response? Can you imagine the genetic code fighting itself? Essentially, what goes on? Your genetic code is now attacking itself because it has had attached to it another, either a genetic or an epigenetic material that was able to bypass the system's immune system and embed itself in your code. Now your system is malfunctioning because we've added a new program into the current program, which is now creating another anomaly in your program. Think about that. Just think about it. You've been eating aluminum for how long? You've been eating silica for how long? You've been eating foods with cadmium in them for how long? You've been eating foods with arsenic with them for how long? Think about this. Those of us, again, born in the 50s, 50 babies, us, we were closer to the genetic code than the generations after us because our parents were not exposed to the epigenetic materials, the nanomaterials, the frequency devices, the towers, and all these things. If they were immigrants, they were just getting initiated into that environment. But prior to that environment, they contained and maintained their genetic code. So those of us that were born in the 50s had our code was closer to the original template. In the 60s, they started to try to alter that genetic code. They knew they couldn't completely disrupt us. It would take decades to do this because we would have to have accumulated this over a period of time, weakening the immune system. This is why vaccines came along, to expedite the weakening of the immune system. But then as decades went by and as children were being born, they were getting less and less of the code because the code was becoming more corrupted even through the food supply, through the vaccine programs, and then eventually through microwave, and then eventually through radio frequencies and Wi-Fi and cell phone and over and on and on and on, and further causing an immune collapse and a genetic collapse. As a result, today we have all kinds of anomalous things happening to people. How many of you are seeing young people today with gray hair? Early 20s, mid-20s, already having gray hair. How many of you are seeing that? How many of you are seeing young boys with breasts? They don't have pecs anymore, they have breasts. When I grew up, I had pecs. I had real hard pecs. Okay, I had a real, I had real muscle. When you're looking at these young boys today, what do they got? They got a backside like a woman. They got hips like a woman. And they've got boobs like a woman. That's what they have. Look at the young girls today. When you see them, what do you see? I see them looking like I used to. They got muscle. They got shoulders, man. They got six packs. The only thing missing is the male organ. But other than that, they may have that too. I don't know. I have never looked at that part. You know, they've never showed it to me. But everything else is showing muscle tone, muscle definition, shoulders. Everything is more masculinized. I saw an interesting thing today coming to my store. Or I shouldn't say interesting thing. Said that wrong. I saw something interesting coming to my store today. I saw a guy and a gal walking, holding hands. And when I looked at the guy, I thought, not sure who the he was in this relationship. She had the strong shoulders, strong arm, strong thighs, leg muscles, and she looked like she'd been training. He, on the other hand, not so. So it made you kind of wonder, what's going on here? Who's on top? I don't know. Didn't ask. So again, my point is, when we're looking at things like this today, it makes you wonder. It makes you wonder what is going on. And you should be asking the question, especially if you're from my generation. You should be asking, what is going on? You know, have you got kids today? And you look at them. Grandkids, if you have them. And you look at them. Are, you know, and if they are somewhat normal, you still got, you know, little boys out there trying to play baseball and football and riding a bike and chasing girls, which is normal. That's normal. That's genetics. That's biology. And then you got girls out there, you know, being active and doing their thing, you know, the girly things, you know, buying dresses and going shopping and stuff like that. You know, that's normal for them. I mean, they're active too, but my point is there's a difference. I think today's male and female are going to be on a different level altogether just by the fact that the environment today is affecting both genders to such a point that there's going to be, I think, a bigger cooperation than ever before in order to survive as a species. There isn't going to be a male, this is a male-dominated job or a female-dominated job. I think in the future you're going to see more collaboration in regard to the real genders. Because in order for real genderization to survive, it's going to have to collaborate. There's going to be no, you know, macho guy. I'm the male. I got to do this. I should be making this. Blah blah blah. Now you're the gal. You stay home, barefoot and pregnant. Those days are done. Those days are done. You know, I don't know really what's coming down the pipe. Really, I kind of feel sorry for the millennial generation. This is a lost cause. Ooh, you know, they can follow directions, but that's it. That's about as far as it goes. They can follow directions. That's it. And that's, again, no fault of their own on this one. I'm not faulting them. I am faulting the system that turned that into them. That's who you got to fault. When I was looking at something today, and I got to read this to you, because this was, again, we were talking about vaccines earlier, and can I click on the right one? Give me a second here. Oh, yeah, this is it. Now, I'm going to read this to you. So just so, and then I want you to interpret this the way it's read, so you understand. Again, how you're hijacked with all this double speech. Okay, folic acid may mitigate autism risk from pesticides. Oh, wait a second. Whoa. Put the brake on here. Wait a second. Folic acid may mitigate autism risk from pesticides? Aren't they telling us that the glyphosates and the organosilicones and the atrazines and all the other crap they're putting out there is safe and doesn't affect children? Doesn't cause autism? Isn't that what they're telling us? I had to pull it up and present this theme. But isn't that what they told us? That these pesticides they're putting in the field are not going to create any kind of anomaly? That they were perfectly safe? This is why I don't listen to the media, because the bullshit that they put out there is beyond fiction. Beyond fiction. So let me finish reading this, because I think there's a point to be had here, and you better get this. This is what the title is: Folic acid may mitigate autism risk from pesticides. Holy jumping, take a look at that. Researchers at UC Davis and other institutions have shown that mothers who take recommended amounts of folic acid around conception might reduce their children's pesticide-related autism risk. Now, didn't they just get done telling us that this is safe? I want you to pay attention to that. Again, why would you trust the medical? In the study, children whose mothers took 800 or more micrograms of folic acid, the amount in most prenatal vitamins, has significantly lower risk of developing autism spectrum disorders, even when their mothers were exposed to household or agricultural pesticides associated with increased risk. Oh, wait, what? Oh, increased risk from pesticides? Whoa, when did this happen? They were safe. Perfectly okay to take. Oh my gosh, look at that. Woo. So they lied to us about that, did they? We found that if the mom was taking folic acid during the window around conception, the risk associated with pesticides seemed to be attenuated. In other words, dealt with or reduced. Mothers should try to avoid pesticides. Now, this was the oxymoron of oxymorons. Mothers should try to avoid pesticides. Everybody should try to avoid pesticides. Wow, now there is a revelation, eh? Stay away from pesticides. Now, the irony is the pesticides used today are being delivered on a nanoscale, and even with the folate, will not stop genetic damage or transgenic or epigenetic modifications to the unborn due to the exposure on nanoscale delivery and embedding the very core on an atomic level. You cannot remove it, and it can increase as well in volume due to repetitive loading. That's my comment. Can't remove the pesticide. You can't wash it. You can scrub till the cows come home. You're never going to get it out because it's embedded in the very core of the fiber. If you must eat vegetables, they should be root-based to minimize the exposure, or grow your own in a greenhouse. In a paper which used data from the childhood autism risk from genetics and the environment called CHARGE, study, researchers looked at 296 children between 2 and 5 who had been diagnosed with ASD and 220 who had developed typically. Less than 800 micrograms had encountered household pesticides had much higher estimated risk of having a child who developed an ASD than moms who took 800 micrograms of folic acid or more and were not exposed to pesticides, okay? This is the thing here. Okay, come on back. I hear the music. We are going to further get into this research. All right, talk to you in a bit.
Now you can feel that squeaky clean sensation like none of Vitamurt toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamurt toothpaste and mouthwash is a unique natural formula not found in any other oral care products. With a gentle combination of zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil, Vitamur effectively wipes teeth, removes plaque, and freshens breath, and it does it naturally without any harmful chemicals. Visit us online at Vitamur.com. That's VitamyR.com. Or call us today to place your order at 1-888-558-8482. That's 1-888-558-8482. Keep your teeth and gums healthy with Vitamur toothpaste and mouthwash. Vitamur, nature's answer to healthy teeth and gums. And remember, it's all completely natural. Available at participating health food stores nationwide.
Olive Soda Park, 1135 Michigan Avenue in Orofino. Olive's gums and ammunitions, gums smithing, accessories, scopes by Night Force, new and used. Olive's chainsaw, sales and service. That's Olive's Auto Parts at 800-592-6832. That once again, 800-592-6832.
Silver has long been used throughout history as a way to disinfect and prolong the freshness of water and food, as well as utilized for its beneficial healing and anti-disease properties. From the Greeks, the Romans, and the Phoenicians to the Middle Ages, from the first settlers in America to its preventative use against infection during World War I, silver was always known for its health benefits. Hippocrates wrote extensively about the healing power of silver. In the 1920s, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved the use of silver solutions as antibacterial agents. So what happened? Why aren't you hearing about silver these days? For those seeking an alternative to the big pharma products and their side effects, International Health has what you've been looking for. Super Silver is an engineered silver nanoparticle solution created using the unique and patented silver technology process of International Health's biotech lab. labs, hundreds of university and government level tests have been done, and the 50th clinical trial has been completed. What is the FDA hiding from you? Find out at www.ihsite.com or call Glenn at 800-974-1879 to place an order.
This is the Micro Effect. The Micro Effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelrusco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. We're talking about kids. Give me one second. Just trying to finish this up. Okay, we're talking about folic acid in the study and how they're telling you that it can mitigate, but they're also saying that the moms who saw the most success were the ones who were not exposed to the pesticides either. It makes a big difference. You know, like I said, when you're looking at these things, you don't get sucked into this or that or whatever. The associated risk increased for women exposed repeatedly. Okay, in other words, the more you were exposed to the pesticide, the more problems you're going to have in when you have conception. If you're out there going out there and eating everything in sight, you're eating all the bread, which has got all the nano and all the genetics and transgenetics, and you're eating and the pesticides because the grains will have pesticides, and then you're eating things made out of corn and things made out of certain vegetation matter, which also has high levels of pesticide activity, and then you're eating meat that are being fed these grains with pesticides to the animals, you are getting inundated, overloaded. That is going to go into the blood. The umbilical cord carries the blood where? To the child. The genetics of the food you're consuming is going to go into the blood. When the blood goes into the umbilical cord. The umbilical cord goes where? Into the child. You are now bypassing and feeding and nourishing a child with nanoparticles, nanochemicals, epigenetic material, transgenic chemistry. And then you wonder why your child has a problem. Women with low folic acid intake were exposed to agricultural pesticides during a window from 3 months before conception to 3 months afterward. Also were at higher estimated risk. Ooh. Folic acid intake below the median and exposure to pesticides was associated with a higher risk of autism than either low intake or exposure alone. So again, while folic acid did reduce the associated risk of a child developing autism, it did not entirely eliminate it. And I was going to make that comment that the amount that they're telling you is extremely minimal. If you are exposed to higher, because you say you're a farmer or farmer, you know, farmer's wife or a farmer, a female farmer, a woman farmer, and you're exposed to these things, your folic acid levels may even have to go higher than the suggested dose they're saying here. I would say more like 5 milligrams of folic acid instead of under 1 milligram, just to make sure you're getting what you need. Because again, one of the things that they say folic acid does is it regulates the DNA and the DNA repair. Now let me read this here. The authors caution this is a case-controlled study that relied heavily on participants' memories. Okay? But they forgot something because the pesticide caused brain damage. They have yet to establish a causal link, according to them. See, see how they do this? See how they do these researches? They tell you at the very beginning that this is a direct cause. You need folic acid to mitigate this cause because it's a pesticide cause, pesticide exposure, pesticide, blah, blah, blah. Then at the end, it's, well, there's never yet been established a real link that could, that this is the actual cause. See, this is a lot of horse hockey. This is basically trying to let off, you know, let you off the hook. Well, we really don't know for sure that this is a real cause. Yet you've been telling me through the whole research that this is a cause. Okay. The team is also eager to investigate the mechanisms that contribute to folic acid's possible protective effects. Folate plays a critical role in DNA methylation, a process by which genes are turned off or on, as well as in DNA repair and synthesis. Adding folic acid may be helping out on a number of these genomic factors. It's not going to hurt to take it. Number one, it is a water soluble. You may want to take it with B12, which also has the same kind of effect as far as protecting the genetic code. Both of them can help in the formation of brain cells and brain productivity in the brain. Both will, again, give other things as well, again, protecting the genetic code. So these are things you may want to look at, you know, and consider. The whole aspect of what we're dealing with today is going to be contingent on taking things as an antidote before you consume stuff, or you're going to have to prepare things in an antidote format so whatever is in whatever might be in your food will be neutralized by these components. Keep that in mind. That's where we're at today. That's how things work today. That's what's going on. And the reality is today we do not have a safety standard set up on any level. You know, the USDA is a joke. If you look at the history of the USDA, they've been poisoning Americans since the early 1900s, 1910. You had the FDA that came along back in the 1940s, 1950s, and they further have been exasperating the damage that the FDA did. So again, don't get caught up on the government agencies out there trying to protect you. That is a hilarious fiction. Hilarious. If the FDA, the Environmental Protection Branch, the health branches of the United States of America, just talking about the U.S. alone, was really on the side of the consumer or the citizen of the prospective country, they would have never allowed chemtrails to transpire. They would never have allowed genetic engineered material to be put in the fields. They would never have allowed epigenetic materials to be released into the atmosphere. They would never have allowed human life to be converted on a genetic level. The protection agencies would have protected the citizenry from this type of exposure. They didn't. The same can be said about Canada. The same can be said about Europe right now. The foods and the chemistries that are coming in from different countries and some of the lethal genomic impact that they're having on the DNA would have been banned. New Zealand is spraying a component on their land, which makes me question the organic claim they make on the Brodo 1080, where the chemical is so toxic and so lethal that only two countries in the world still use it, and it does get into the water table. So what is really coming out of that place? Who knows? And when you think about this in this way, if the United States is putting nano sprays on their products and they're bringing in products from other countries that are putting other transgenic or epigenetic chemicals on the food supply, and you mix the two components together in a silo and then you process those foods, what kind of chemical reaction are we getting? What cause of effect is happening in the body? What symptomology are we seeing as a secondary effect of that exposure? So these are questions that you need to consider, because this is the realm of reality today. If you think everything's okay, all is right in your world, you don't have anything going on, I don't know how many times I've heard those terms. People tell me this, and then within years, they are dying of some kind of corruption in their genetic code. They had a secondary infection, and the doctors gave them antibiotics and made it worse. The doctors did a surgical procedure, and it made it worse. The doctors gave them medications, it made it worse. And finally, the doctor said, "We've done all we can do for you. Go home and die." Tony, you think it's safe to eat Lucky Charms? Well, if you're lucky. You got enough aluminum and enough crap in that food to, you know, kill a horse. And it probably would kill a horse if you ate enough of it. Keep in mind that we are in 2017. That's where we're at today. Okay, that's where we're at today. Let me read something else here. Now, we talked about the brain. I'm going to give you something for the brain. The brain. Okay. Nutrition has benefits for brain network organization. Nutrition has been linked to cognitive performance. Hey, they agreed. If you eat the right things, you can be smart. And they found that monounsaturated fats, a class of nutrients found in olive oils, nuts, and avocados, are linked to general intelligence. And that this relationship is driven by the correlation between MUFAs, monounsaturated fatty acids, and the organization of the brain's attention network. Functional MRI data that measured the efficiency of the brain networks and result of general intelligence tests. In the study, we examined the relationship between groups of fatty acids and brain networks that underlie general intelligence. You notice they're always pushing omega-3. Why are they pushing omega-3 when omega-3 is extremely highly oxidative? It causes high levels of oxidation and breaks down myelin sheath of the cells. Yet they're pushing the DHA levels, and they're pushing the EPA levels. Really, other fats have those as well. Wheat germ oil has them, so does hazelnut oil. And the oleic acids in these nut oils and seed oils also have, again, brain-enhancing effects. So you don't need omega-3s. This is another one of those products that they were basically harvesting a boatload of stuff in the fishing industry, and then they decided, because it was cheaper to poison you than to clean the environment, you got the poison. Here we go. The researcher found that general intelligence was associated with the brain's dorsal attention networks, which plays a central role in attention, in demanding tasks, and everyday problem solving. That general intelligence was associated with how efficiently the dorsal attention network functionally organized used a measure called small world propensity. Monounsaturated fatty acids in their blood had greater small world propensity in their dorsal attention network. So again, when you're looking at certain things like olive oil, but the olive oil has to have no crap in it, not a counterfeit. If you can't, before you buy any olive oil, you may want to look at to make sure that they have never been popped for counterfeiting. If so, then you don't know what you're getting. Doesn't take much to pay an official to look the other way and put a label on there saying 100% pure from a country of origin, and then from another country that checks out and relays the testing on that oil, finds, oh man, the oil is loaded with blah blah blah. Okay, make sure you study, make sure you look, make sure you check out, because it's going to be, and again, especially if you're giving it to kids. Yeah, I remember that. It says, remember the old saying, An apple a day keeps the doctor away, provided you peel the apple, remove nanoparticles. That can be true. And if you don't remove the nanoparticles beneath the skin, you'll be seeing a doctor a lot sooner than you think. Boy, where we have come from, eh? We went from health to disaster. And when we're looking around today, the stats are 9 out of 10 people, believe it or not, are on medications today. Pharmaceutical industry wanted 100%. They won't get that until the millennials take over. Guys like me will never use their stuff, unless it's an absolute nothing else is around situation. Wouldn't use any of that crap. You know, the way I look at it, I live until I'm dead. I don't want to take their stuff. If taking their stuff is going to cause me 30 side effects, why would I use it? You know, and some of you are on 20 different medications. Can you imagine 600 side effects are going on in your body at one time? Whoa. Thank your pharmaceuticals. Thank your doctor. Thank you. Thank the organizations that have paid these doctors to feed you chemicals that have no value. All right, before I go on, let me talk about things that do have value. Value from some networks like the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network that's offering you true value with real information that you can utilize to do something with situations that can be occurring in your lives. So again, this has true value. Support it. It will give you true value. You got two places here in Canada, two groups going on. GagCanada.com or .ca, sorry. And then you've got, or no, it is GagCanada.com and ByeByeBlueSky.com. Susan Meyer with ByeBye Blue Sky, Bernadette Green with Gag Canada. Check them out. It's a couple of sites that have legitimate facts, legitimate information that can help you. You know, overcome obstacles in your life that could be impending your health. Check them out. Support them if you can. Do what you can to help them. And you got me down here at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. I have a website, augmentenforce.com. Check it out. There's a directory of content there with all kinds of information and data. You've got recipes for YouTube there. You've got things on nanotransformations, nanotoxicology, synthetic life. We also have scripts of the show for the Micro Effect, all sitting right there. We also have a catalog link on that site. In that catalog link, you will find different things and different items that can help you, again, overcome things that are impeding your health, like the bucket. The anti-nano triangle, the repulsors, the videos. on the DVDs. So three books or one book in all three. We also have the flash drive, complete package, books, videos, databases, radio shows, interviews, all in one. And then we also have the remedial remedies that are there as well. So if you're looking for that, looking for a consultation that might help you with your health, feel free to give me a shout, 519-977-5351 or send me an email, independs@yahoo.com. Alrighty. Okay, yeah, I did that in 2 minutes. I'm getting pretty good at this. Alrighty, look, when we're looking at what we got to do today, use your brain. Don't just follow somebody. I wanted to talk about Morgellons real quick. Those of you who are suffering with the nanotechnology, synthetic life, they call it Morgellons. You may feel suicidal thoughts. You may feel a hope of despair. You may feel a lot of aches and pains. You may feel your strength cut in half. You may feel like you're living dead. These are some of the symptoms you're going to be dealing with. You're going to be dealing with a lot of depression because you're going to feel overwhelmed. This is normal. The one thing you have to do, and I'm going to reiterate this very strongly, you have to have a certain testicular fortitude, a Chuck U. Farley type attitude, and you have to be persistent. There's enough information out there right now at Brian396 and myself and Bye Bye Blue Sky that you can access that can help you overcome and diminish and reduce what is going on. There's another fellow in Portugal. His name is Dave. He's also doing stuff, and he's also telling people in Europe about different things. So again, there are real legitimate places that you can get real legitimate information in regard to what's going on and how to deal with this. So don't lose despair. Don't lose heart. Stay in the battle. Stay in the fight. Keep the mind in that frame. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just we're all going to work there to get to it because we've never been exposed to this kind of thing before. And now we're all learning and developing ways and means to neutralize this. So again, these are some of the things you're going to feel. You're going to feel emotional about certain things. You're going to be angry a lot. You're going to be sad a lot. That's the process. That's the process. You'll go through it eventually. You'll get stronger. And what you'll eventually the first thing you're going to feel is fear. You're going to be afraid. Afterwards, you're going to get mad. Afterwards, you're going to get active. That's what happens when people become awake. And that's what it takes sometimes, something this dramatic to wake you up, to break you from the matrix. So if you are feeling these things, this is normal. It will pass. You'll get to it. All you got to do is hang tough. Stand your ground. If you believe in God, have a one-on-one with the Great One. That's not me, it's God. So, and that's going to take you far too. Tony, we go towards the light or is it a trick? You know what, Frank? The light will come to you. Jesus said he was the light of the world, right? Okay, well, that's the light you need to go to, not this crap that they see us. When we die, we have no control where we go or what we do. We don't know how to move around in death. I've never died and have taken a walk in the death side. I don't even know how to get to heaven. Unless a limousine is going to come pick me up and drive me there, I have no way of getting there. I don't know how to get there. So when they tell you there's a light at the end of the tunnel, maybe, maybe not. If your belief is in Christ, then that's who you focus on, and anything else is all bullshit. That's the real light. You got to remember, the Bible even says that the devil will come as an angel of light. Okay, so and that's what we got right now. A lot of so-called people believe in some kind of light. So again, don't get caught up in all these whatchamacallits. There's only one light that we are supposed to be attenuated to. That frequency is what we're, that's the Jesus frequency. Okay, that's the frequency that we are hooked into. So if you believe in Jesus, that's the frequency you stay attenuated to. Anything else is all horse hockey, if that's the case. So when they tell you you're going to see a light, the light will come to you. Christ will, when you die, you don't even know how you're going to move. You have no idea. You see a lot of this crap on TV. All of a sudden, you're a spirit, and you get, you're moving around. Ooh, that's what the TV tells you. I have no clue what happens on the other side. I've never been there. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea which way heaven is when I get to the other side. Where is it? I don't know. I've never been. Christ is the only one that died, went through three dimensions, left the heavenly dimension, came to the earthly one through a woman, through the portal, then went through death's portal, stayed down there for 3 days, and then came back on his own outside the realm of the portals. In other words, he was able to cross those frequencies and those dimensions, and then he ascended. That's the only one, the only guy I know has ever done that. So it seems to me that if we need to know where to go, he's the guy to get us back there. That's how I see it. Now, if you got another belief or ideology, it's to each their own. But that's what I see. So I'm not hanging on to no lights or whatever. It might be a star flickering for all I know. The light I'm looking for is the one my frequency is connected to. Okay, that's how I see it. So when we're looking at frequencies, that's the Jesus frequency. And if you're hooked to that, then that's the one you pay attention to. Okay, I'm not hooking up with Moses. Moses was a legalist. He's dead. God buried him. Christ is alive, I'm not looking at the apostles or the disciples. They're all dead too, and they made it to the other side. We, on the other hand, are still trying to get there. And then when we do get to the other side, we don't know where to go. We're going, do we? Have any of you walked the path of death? Okay, so when we're looking at, some of these things that they're telling us, it's all part of this universal bullshit. I don't believe nothing. Media-wise, I don't believe nothing. Okay, I look at what has substance, and that's how we should look at it. Bible says, test all things, hold fast to what is good. Test, 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 and hold fast. If it's God's substance, hang on to it. All right, thank you for tuning in. My time is up. I'm starting to sound like a preacher. All right, you guys have a good week. Get connected. Get things together. Come up with some ideas. Invent ideas and make things happen. All right, take care, eh?